fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 9th day of March, year of our Lord 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we are accepting volunteers to do the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'd like to be a volunteer, just contact me. My contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. A proper tip of the day, make sure you got enough ammunition. That's becoming a pretty big deal. It really is becoming a very big deal. And it's very expensive. It's hard to get, but it's still out there. And just do what you got to do. That is your proper tip of the day. We're going to have open lines this first half hour. Bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Leon Green. The top of hour two, we will have our Tuesday morning roundtable. We should have Jeff Nyquist with us, Leon Green. Steve Bannoon has an appointment that may delay him. We're not sure if Steve will be with us or if he is, how long he'll be with us. Okay, so here we are, the third month of the year already, the second week of the third month. These years tend to fly by pretty quickly, don't they? I've pretty much, except for some of the major things that Joe Biden is doing, I'm really not paying attention to the man or his administration. Quite frankly, I'm not. My time's too valuable. We're tracking the anti-gun legislation and H.R. 1. That's the two things that are need to be paid attention to, in my opinion. I was on with Doug Hagman yesterday, and Doug asked me before the show started, John, what is it? What's important in your opinion right now? I said, well, the vaccinations, Doug. We have many things that are important: the anti-gun legislation, the changes to the voter laws with H.R. 1, various international intrigues, of course, involving the Middle East and the Far East and so forth. But what's going to affect the most people the quickest and in the most adverse way is these vaccinations. So We had I had 2 hours with Doug yesterday, and the first hour we spent on a number of various issues. The second hour we devoted mostly to dealing with the mRNA gene therapy, which is being called a vaccination. It probably meets the legal definition of being a vaccination, but it's never, there's never been something like this shot into the arms of human beings ever. This is the first time that mRNA, that's Mike Romeo November Alpha, mRNA gene therapy has been shot into the arms of human beings. It's been tempted before to create these type of gene therapies using the normal protocols that are used for normal vaccines, which includes animal testing, by the way. Well, the previous attempts all stopped when they got to the animal testing part because pretty much all the animals died. You can't proceed with protocols to develop a vaccine unless the animals live, at least almost all of them. But when almost all of them do die, you get stopped, and that's the end of it. That's what they want to shoot in your arms, ladies and gentlemen. They want to shoot this stuff into your arms, knowing full well that they've never been successful in the past, that the safety protocols have been bypassed for the most part. It's Russian roulette with your life is what it is. They freely admit that this will alter your DNA. Excuse me? You're going to put something in my body that's going to alter the DNA that my God gave me? I don't think so. I don't believe that's going to happen. No, it's not going to happen to me. I don't care what kind of promises or threats you make. It's simply not going to happen. So, well, I told Doug, I said, Doug Hagman, I said, Doug, at my website at thelibertyman.com, we have dozens of articles and videos by real doctors and real scientists telling what's going on with COVID-19 and the vaccinations both. Information that people can and should educate themselves about. That's what needs to happen. People need to educate themselves so they can make an informed decision about whether to get or not to get the mRNA gene therapy. So I did my homework, and my decision is I'm not going to get it. My daughter has told me that her and her family, they're not going to get it. Many people I know are not going to get it, and many people I know already have or intend to get it. I respect their choice. If they make that decision, go ahead and do it. It's not going to be an informed choice. There's hardly anybody who's really done that's accepting this gene therapy, DNA changing gene therapy, who really knows what's being shot into their arm. They really don't. They're trusting. They're trusting the pharmaceutical industry to be honest with what they're doing, to be trustworthy that they have a safe product that has efficacy, that works. Well, I told Doug yesterday, and I said, you know, Doug, 85% of the people who test positive for this Chinese flu don't know that they were exposed and tested positive unless they took a test and found out. Now, it's pretty easy to have a vaccine that has a high rate of efficacy if hardly anybody that tests positive knows they've even got it. 85%. It only leaves 15%. I pointed out to Doug, the United States aircraft carrier, United States Navy aircraft carrier last year, it's been about a year ago, that this Chinese flu got on there. It's a great example because it's a closed environment. It's about as closed as anything can be. 5,000 men and women on a ship at sea. 85% tested positive. That's massive. This Chinese flu is highly contagious. That's one of the well-known things about it. Highly contagious. Let me take that back. It was almost 100% of the ship that tested positive. 85% of those who tested positive didn't know they had anything at all. They were perfectly fine, perfectly healthy. 15% are left. About 10 to 12% of those, they got a case of the flu and they were okay in a few days. Which left 2 or 3% that really got sick. That's a good example of what would happen and what has happened, I should say, in the general population. Now, here's who's at risk. They keep talking about people over age 70 or over 60. When they're different, it's a moving number, it seems like. But even among that population, which, of course, includes me, the people who are at risk are obese, have heart issues, and or lung issues. That's the people who are really at risk, no matter what your age. No matter what your age, obesity, lung issues, and heart issues put you at much greater risk when you catch the Chinese flu. Plus, people with type A blood. Now, that's not being talked about hardly at all publicly, but we've verified it. My friend Steve Hunt, our Thursday guest, the John Moore Radio Show economic advisor, he has type A blood. This is a big guy, tough guy, former football player, healthy guy. He caught the Chinese flu. He was in the hospital for 2 weeks. You have to be really, really sick these days to be in the hospital 2 weeks. They had three shifts a day, three doctors a day coming to check on him, making their rounds. And that would be a lot of doctors, three shifts a day for 2 weeks. Without exception, they all told him, Steve, we know that people with type A blood are the ones who really get sick. And of course, Steve has type A blood. It's about 40% of the population, give or take a few percentage points. About 40%. Why is that not being talked about? Well, I can speculate. I speculate it's because they don't want 60% of the population not paying attention to what they're trying to instill the fear. They don't want 60% of the population to no longer be fearful. That's their goal. And this is fear-driven. We had a little bit of humor yesterday when I was talking to Doug. And I said, Doug, I was at a local farm supply store picking up some items. There was an Amish gentleman there, clearly Amish from his beard and from the clothing he wore. And we were engaging in small talk. And I asked the Amish guy, how bad is the COVID-19 Chinese flu in the Amish community? And the Amish guy said, oh, John, we don't have it because we don't have TV. That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen, but it is somewhat truthful. This is media driven. The fear, the nationwide, not just the United States, the worldwide fear, is media driven. I recall even when I was in Vietnam, the building that I stayed in, our residence, was higher than most of the buildings around there by about a story. And flat roof, a flat concrete roof that we would spend a lot of time up there. And just about every home that we could see in a 360-degree circle had a TV antenna. Now, that was more than half a century ago in a very third-world country. You don't hardly get any more third-world than Vietnam in the 1960s. Very third-world country. Point being, the worldwide propaganda has been very effective to scare people into wearing masks and being fearful and wanting to get the mRNA gene therapy, DNA-changing, alleged vaccine. There was a doctor, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, MD, board-certified doctor in three different areas of expertise. Most doctors, if they get board-certified at all, generally get board-certified in one area of expertise and not two or let alone three. But she's board-certified in three different areas of expertise. A very bright woman, very well-educated, obviously. The education of a medical doctor is basically to become a scientist. Dr. Tenpenny says that within 4 to 14 months after receiving these vaccinations, people will begin dying. That's what she says, not what John Moore says. That's what Dr. Cherry Tenpenny says. I believe Dr. Tenpenny because he's not the only one saying this. There's other scientists, other doctors ringing the alarm bells, saying, danger, danger. Don't do this. Danger, danger. They're not receiving mainstream attention. In fact, the mainstream calls people like Dr. Tenpenny anti-vaxxers, vaccine deniers. These terms that are meant to cast dispersion on people who are telling the truth. And with great effect, by the way. People believe the mass media. They really do. For the most part. So, I know you know, all of you out there, all my listeners, the majority of you are not going to get the vaccine. And pretty much like myself, you know people who have got it or plan on getting it. And you know people who are not going to get it. Anyone you can reach out to and help educate and bring, let them know the true nature of this mRNA gene therapy. Let them know, first of all, it's not a vaccine in the traditional sense of the word. Not at all. The traditional vaccine, they take either a dead form of the germ or a very mild form of it to get your body to develop an immune response. That's what a traditional vaccine is. That's how it works. And that's not what this is at all. There's more than 20 coronaviruses. The COVID-19 is just one of many. The common cold is a coronavirus, by the way. Normal, healthy people that are not obese, that don't have lung issues, that don't have heart issues, their body, their immune system is working properly. When they're exposed to a coronavirus, such as a common cold, they're sick for a day or two, maybe three, and that's over. It's finished. That's how the body normally responds. If you've received the mRNA gene therapy, that will no longer be the case. Your body will kill itself is what will happen. That's exactly what will happen, according to Dr. Tenpenny. I like to point out to people, and I've had limited success even with people I'm related to by blood and marriage. I like to point out the video at my website, Bill Gates giving a TED talk. It's only 4 minutes. It's actually slightly less than 4 minutes. I know if you're like me, you got people all the time sending you videos. Why, John, watch this. John, watch that. Hour here, an hour and a half there, 2 hours someplace else. And I can't. No, there's not enough time of the day to watch all the videos. But if you can spare less than 4 minutes, watch Bill Gates. The video's at my website at thelibertyman.com under the COVID-19 updates. It's in yellow highlighter. We've only got three topics there, three articles in yellow highlighter. In the video, in the speech, Bill Gates says he wants to reduce the world's population by using vaccines. Now, as I've said many times, I'm only aware of two ways that can happen. The first would be to sterilize men and or women. The second would be to kill people. There is no third way. That third way does not exist. Bill Gates is behind the mRNA gene therapy. He's behind it. He's helping fund it. And Dr. Fauci supports this. As well, of course. If Bill Gates ever travels to the country of India, the moment his foot touches Indian soil, he'll be arrested. There's two or three countries in Africa that Bill Gates ever travels to. The moment his foot touches the tarmac, he'll be arrested and charged with very serious crimes. And he should be for what he did to the young women, mostly young women in both those countries, with his quote-unquote vaccinations. Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 9th of March. The mainstream news is just full of stories about how many millions of Americans have been vaccinated, how many need to be vaccinated, and stories about how they're not able to convince us barefoot peasants here in the middle of the country and flyover country to get these things. How about that? Well, that's the way it is, and I'm glad. I'm disappointed at how many of my neighbors are getting the vaccinations. I find it a bit surprising, and I'm disappointed. And of course, many of my neighbors are going to refuse it as well, and they will be the ones who survive. They will be the ones who survive, and I hope all of you will be among those who survive also. There's also talk about new viruses that are more deadly. Of course, the COVID-19 is no more deadly than the annual flu that comes. There is no annual flu anymore. Did you notice, by the way? Nobody's dying from the flu anymore, the routine seasonal flu. You may have noticed that. But there's a new virus that is being talked about that's supposed to be more deadly than the COVID-19. And they're trying to build up the fear even more. The encouraging people to wear 2 masks. some people wearing three masks. I understand. I believe it's the United Kingdom. They're encouraging people to wear three masks. We're now getting reports of something called mask mouth, which is gum disease caused by wearing a mask. What else is it doing? Well, for children, how do you measure that? You know, for a child in kindergarten has never been to kindergarten this year. My 14-year-old grandchildren, they have not set foot in school for more than a year. It's been a year ago this month that the schools were shut down in Metro Seattle. They don't live in Seattle, thank goodness, but they're in the metro area. How do you measure the harm done to these youngsters? We all know it's harmful, but how harmful? That's the real question. How harmful? We don't know that. We know it's going to be consequences. We already know that the suicide rate among teenagers is now the second cause of death among teenagers. We know that hundreds of thousands of families have been hurt financially by the lockdowns. We've had pandemics for centuries. And for centuries, what we do is we quarantine the sick people. We don't quarantine the healthy people. That's never been done before. It serves no purpose unless your purpose is to destroy a society. If that's your purpose, then it's brilliant. They are achieving their goal. We're starting to have protests around the country of people gathering together in public places and burning these masks. I'm really glad to see that. I encourage it. I think it's a great idea. Get out the Weber kettle in a public place, call the media and say, we're going to have a mask burning rally. We're going to celebrate burning these masks and pour a little charcoal lighter on them and light them up in a Weber kettle or some other kind of barbecue safe appliance of some sort. That's great. I'm really happy to hear that's going on. People ask me, John, how bad is this going to get? I don't know. I know it's going to get worse. I know it will. We've got the bottom of the hour break coming up here shortly. Leon Green will join us, and we'll be talking about something that will help you with your health, help you have a better life, a more productive life. That would be incorporating the doTERRA essential oils into your lifestyle. Something that I've been doing now. My wife, Dr. Moore, she took care of inventory for the family. Now it's my job. And it's a great way to make sure that you get the life that you want to have and get off these expensive, dangerous pharmaceutical products. If you need to get off of them, you can use the oils to do that. So that's where we are. These mRNA gene therapy vaccines are very harmful, and I believe they will be killing people. That's my belief based on my research. You need to read your own research and reach your own conclusions. That's how important this is. In my opinion, more important than everything else that's on the table right now, the anti-gun legislation, the voter change of voting registration, possible war in the Middle East, all the rest of it. What's going on with the economy, all the rest of it. That's how important this is. I hope it becomes that important for you also. Just don't do it and encourage other people not to do it. You need to let, if they choose to do it, you need to let it go. And don't have an emotional attachment to the outcome. I know it's tough if you love these people, but they're going to do what they want. Yeah. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 9th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. Winter's almost over. I got birds in the neighborhood building nests, and the tree frogs are out, so I know winter's pretty much done. Next winter will be here before you know it. If you want the most efficient way to heat with wood, check out the rocket heater. Consider this, a wood-burning stove that has no smoke. Did you ever think there was such a thing even existed? Most people don't know such a thing is even possible. It burns so completely, so hot, that there's no smoke. That's the rocket stove. Also, my website, if you've got issues with arthritis pain, that's an awful lot of Americans, by the way, in case you don't know it, the Energy Cleaner will help. Sleep issues, that's another big chunk of Americans. The Energy Cleaner will help there also. I use my Energy Cleaner every night. I go to bed with minor aches and pains. I get a fantastic night's sleep. I wake up refreshed with the energy I need to meet the demands of the day. You can also. So check out the Energy Cleaner at my website. We are accepting orders. We're getting back orders caught up as quickly as possible. It's been a struggle, but we're working on it. So we're taking orders for Energy Cleaners and mattress pads at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can use PayPal MasterCard, Visa. You want to send me a check? Hey, go ahead and send it. My address is right there also. A toll-free order line to place your order 24 hours a day. Orders only, please. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Very patient waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon is truly a friend. We spent a week together on my first and probably only Caribbean cruise this time last year. We were just getting back this time last year. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy. No small accomplishment. He's been working with doTERRA now for more than 10 years, and he really knows about these oils. Good morning, Leon.
Morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Really good. Good to have you with us. First half hour, I was talking about these mRNA gene therapy, quote-unquote, vaccines and how dangerous they are. But when it comes to overall health, people want to be healthy. You and I have talked about this privately, Leon, how this past 12 months, Americans are paying more attention to their health than they ever have, haven't they, sir?
Yes, sir. And that's really good to see, you know, people are taking the initiative and the authority back. You know, they've relinquished to the medical community. And, you know, it is ultimately their body, and, you know, mothers know that. But it seems like, you know, TV is portrayed as, hey, we're here to protect you. And, you know, for 200 plus years, the government didn't care about protecting you unless they were getting paid for it. And now, you know, they have their own ulterior agenda, and it's all about, you know, jabbing everybody with these silly vaccines. And I did send you one on how it actually promotes cancer. Did you happen
right
to see that email?
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. You know, what people need to know first is it's not a vaccine in the traditional sense of the word. The traditional vaccines that people have been subjecting themselves to for decades is either a dead form or a very mild form of the germ that we want protection from. So this mild form of the germ will stimulate the immune response and hopefully create some kind of immunity to whatever the disease it might be at hand here. That's not what this is, though. This mRNA gene therapy is not a vaccine in the traditional sense of the word, is it, Leon?
That's correct. But just they are now, apparently, there are some other companies now that are actually doing an official vaccine, but they're going to label everything as a vaccine, even though this is not that. You know, this is, in essence, a plug-and-play software, and that's how it's described on their own website. How they're going to be able to change life, and that is not what we're looking for.
Well, God gave me my DNA, and I'm not going to intentionally shoot something into my bloodstream that will change my DNA. And I never said this before. In fact, I'm just thinking out loud here. My DNA is my connection to God. Really, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they want to change, don't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. That's absolutely correct.
Well, the oils will help people have a better life, a healthier life. The people at risk from the COVID-19 Chinese flu, they're the ones who are obese. They have lung issues. They have heart issues. And, of course, people with type A blood. There's not much we can do about people with type A blood except help them have a stronger general health and a stronger immune system in general. Correct, Leon?
Correct. And,
yep.
And some of the
right
things we talked about earlier, other than the oils, zinc, vitamin C, preferably liposomal. That's, and then there's also D3.
Quercetin.
Yes, and quercetin. Yes.
Yep. Well, I started the...
vitamin K.
Risk. I'm not at risk for the COVID-19. I have however implemented the ivermectin protocols minus the ivermectin since I'm not at risk. And let's go to there. It's on my website under COVID-19, and it's in yellow highlighter. It mentions most of the things that you mentioned just now. Vitamin K is not one of them. But here's in addition to ivermectin, vitamin D is in Delta, D3, vitamin C, Charlie, quercetin, zinc, and then melatonin just before you go to bed to help with drowsiness. So that's the protocols I'm following. I have noticed better energy on a daily basis. Not that I lacked energy before, but it seemed like I have enhanced energy and just a better overall feeling of well-being since I've started these protocols. These are all inexpensive, safe things that anybody can do. Right, Leon?
Yes, sir. And very inexpensive compared to the alternatives. I mean, look at Governor Cuomo being, you know, accused of 19,000 deaths associated with his decision. So the expense of, you know, taking these risky, DNA altering drugs, you know, is silly. So, I mean, in people, I've talked to nurses, and apparently there was a doctor who was even sarcastic and arrogant, saying, look, I'm taking this. He videotaped his jab. And then apparently a week later, he was dead. So, you know, it's almost poetic justice.
It's a shame that medical doctor had that attitude, and he subjected himself to that. Now he's dead, leaving behind his family to grieve. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you want to be healthy. Do you really? Do you want improved health? Do you want to get off the dangerous, expensive pharmaceutical products? Do you? Well, listen to Leon and I. Here's what you do. First of all, go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Under products, you'll find the doTERRA oils. Check it out. And here's what you do. You buy yourself the largest kit. That's K-I-T, Kilo India Tango. The largest kit that you can afford. You'll get the most bang for your buck. They discount the oils when they're in a kit. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to encourage you to get two editions of the same book. Why two editions? Well, because the fifth edition of Modern Essentials, that's the title, two words, Modern Essentials, says things are not allowed to say anymore, and the 12th edition has all the latest oils in it. Now, in addition, if that's not enough for you, maybe you want to have a home-based business and replace some of the lost income, or you want some private coaching, give Leon a call. He'll be glad to either give you some coaching on what oils will help you immediately, and or he'll help you get started with a home-based business, won't you, Leon?
Yes, sir.
And what's that telephone number, sir?
Phone number is 303-495-2188. That's Mountain Time.
Mountain Time. I'll say that phone number again, 303-495-2188. That's Mountain Time. If Leon doesn't answer because he's out driving that massive, beautiful deuce-and-a-half truck that I love so much, he'll get back with you. Just leave a message, and he will get back with you. Well, Leon, it's springtime. It's time to get some outdoor projects done, isn't it, sir?
Yes, sir, and this is also considered close to mud season when snow is melting, and, I mean, the place I'm at, I can't believe how rutted the mud pasture is, and it's like, wow. So I have to use the snow, you know, just to catch my tires in four-wheel low. So, yeah, I can see how, you know, we definitely have to make some changes for next year. But also I'm thinking about how much, you know, it's imperative that you start thinking about what you have planned for the summer, because we don't know what's going to be coming down the fall based on, you know, 40-plus executive orders. This is the time now to get organized because, you know, time is short.
Time is short. We have very serious anti-gun legislation pending before Congress. We have H.R. 1, that's Hotel Romeo 1, House Resolution 1, which, if passed, would guarantee the Democrats win every election from here on out. Very serious stuff coming down the road. Very serious. And we need healthy patriots to be able to stand up to this. Leon, we got a caller on hold here. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Morning.
What's on your mind,
this
dear?
Is,
go ahead.
Well, I did order the oils and I received them, so I'm going to have somebody help me set them up today. I'm really excited about it.
Okay, good.
And yeah, I'm very excited, and thank you so much, Leon, for helping me. I really appreciate it. And John, for having Leon talk about it. I wanted to share that where I live, I had received a letter. Actually, it's a legal document that they wanted me to sign because I didn't take the vaccine.
Really?
And who, called back.
Who, letter came from who? Who sent the letter?
I live at a retirement community in the independent section.
Who sent
Not
the letter?
Not assisted. The company.
What company is that, my dear?
Well, I don't want to give their name over the phone.
Okay, but the company that owns a facility where you live, is that who sent the letter?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
not,
and what
yes.
did the letter say?
Okay, the letter was very in-depth. It was a vaccination declination form. One thing, there were things that weren't true, like no one knows how COVID may affect them, but the COVID vaccine will, where is it? Protect me from COVID, which is not true.
Oh, sure.
Also, on the other side, this is what got me because I can't take a vaccine for medical reasons. But the vaccine, getting the vaccine is safer than building your immunity. Well, that's not true. So, okay. Anyway, you're going to laugh because I didn't sign it. I was brave. And the office girl came around and wanted the letter, and I said, I'm not signing it. Told her my reasons, that the document was not legal, had fallacies in it, and that I chose not to take it. And she said, it's interesting, a lot of the people aren't signing it. I said, well, I said, that's good. I can't tell them what to do. I'm not saying what to do, not to do, but I, for myself, not doing it. This
All
is
right.
an illegal document. So anyway,
good for you.
We got through.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, people might get letters in their areas, so I'm just letting you know.
Well, you're in a custodial environment there, where you have people that feel they're responsible for you and responsible for others. It's as opposed to being on your own. And
right.
Well, if
right.
if there's any follow up on that, let us know about it, Deborah.
Okay, she was very understanding, and I thought it was neat that a lot of people didn't refuse the signing of the paper. It's our age group. Woohoo!
Yes.
Minimum age would be, what, age 50 where you live?
50, and we've got 90-year-olds up in here, too.
Right, right. So that's what I would expect, typically the age 50 and older in that kind of place. Well, if there's any updates on it, let us know, Deborah.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you for the call, my dear.
Thanks a lot, Deborah.
Bye, Leon. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, Leon, it doesn't surprise me. We live in a corporate-controlled world here, largely. Did you happen to see the video at the Trader Joe's in Southern California where about 8 or 10 people walked in without masks? Did you see that?
Yes, sir. And then there was a pregnant woman included in that, and they still accosted the entire group.
Well,
you're right. They have a tendency to think just corporately instead of, think for themselves. They're almost like the mob mentality that worked for the Trader Joe's. And the manager was woefully delinquent to tell them to shut that down. But they would, and when I heard that Trader Joe's, 8 years ago was involved with California saying, we're going to be doing the anti-labeling or the GMO because you're not smart enough to know if that GMOs are good for you. I just boycotted them. I used to like them before, but after I heard that, I knew they were going down the wrong path.
That somehow got past me. So Trader Joe's supported the effort to not label GMOs. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's really disappointing.
Just like Safeway.
Yeah.
It is.
Their whole corporate persona is to try to duplicate the way mom-and-pop grocery stores were half a century ago. And they clearly are not what they pretend to be, are they?
No, it's a big facade. And what was so disturbing in your eyes, what you saw down in Miami or down in Florida?
Regarding the COVID and the masks?
Yes, how they treated those people who'd paid with cash, and then they threw the food back at them or threw it out, saying, you can't leave with it. And they were very aggressive. They blocked them at the front door. I was like, wow.
Well, I guess that particular video I did not see. Attempting to block somebody from leaving is unlawful restraint. That's a crime in itself.
Right.
So that was very unwise on the people that were attempting to do that. They were committing a criminal act by attempting to block people's leaving the premises. Very unwise. And it could have had a far worse outcome if the people had responded in kind by using physical force to leave the premises. That we did not have injuries there is pretty amazing, Leon.
Mm-hmm.
I know that if somebody attempted to unlawfully block my attempt to leave premises, it would not have a good outcome for the person making that attempt. We have a break here. We'll be back. 512-248-8255.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. That's a Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, fine group of young men and women. If you want to support them, you can buy their CDs. There's a link on my links page at thelibertyman.com. The Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps. Well, Leon, we talk for about 24 minutes every week about the high-quality doTERRA oils, advising people, educating people, helping them to get their life back, have a healthier, more productive, more fun life, don't we, sir?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And that's what we do. And the oils are part of my daily life. I do my laundry with doTERRA oils. I use the oils in a diffuser when I sleep. You know, whenever something comes up, I go to Modern Essentials, go to the index, and in about 3 to 3 minutes or so, I have the answer I'm looking for. What oil will be best for whatever issue needs to be dealt with? And it's just part of a really great, healthy lifestyle, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. And you know, right now, while we still have access, YouTube has a doTERRA channel in which you can also find out answers there. And they also get many ideas of people, things people have never even thought about. So, you know, that's a great way to access it, but definitely recommend getting those books, the Modern Essentials, so then you have something that's offline or something that you can have with you regardless of where you're at. So that's
right.
Something we definitely recommend. And also think about it. You can stock up now while you still have access to the inventory, because, you know, if you have extras, you can help other people in your community and you can help people with your church. But if you don't have them, now, whatever drugs you have, having expired and things like that, that's what you're dealing with in the future. So now is the time to stock up.
It is. It is. Everything works. The internet works. The UPS and FedEx and Postal Service all work. Everything's functioning. You know, my Monday guest, Sam Andrews, we used to take bulk orders for thermal imaging weapon sites. We're no longer doing that because we can't get them quickly enough to satisfy people's needs. So for the time being, everything you need to get doTERRA oils is working perfectly. There's no guarantee it's going to be like that a year from now or even a month from now, is there, Leon?
Absolutely. I mean, we saw how much just from our crews, how much things went into lockdown very quickly. So, you know, they're even talking about having rationing of food at the end of the year. So people who are procrastinating and with oils and everything else, and you've already seen how much it's cost you for the procrastination for ammo. When it does arrive, the prices have gone up drastically.
Right. Well, my favorite ammunition for my precision rifle, which should be 50 cents per round, is now approaching $4 per round. That's, you know, that gets real expensive real quick for an afternoon at the range, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And so this is what we're talking about. Don't procrastinate. It's all your things. We know the summer's coming up, so you do a lot of dry practice. But when you do shoot, make sure that they're accurate. And
every shot
and
counts.
Start shooting.
Hold on, Liam. We got our round table. We'll be in the round table here in a little bit. Stay tuned, everybody.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.